Welcome to Benjamin Franklin Plumbing Podcast, where if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Here's your host and owner of Benjamin Franklin Plumbing of Port St. Lucie, Matt Black.
Thinking about upgrading your water heater, but can't decide between tank or tankless? Well, we've got you covered. Join us for an enlightening interview with the owner of Benjamin Franklin Plumbing in Port St. Lucie as we explore the pros and cons of tank versus tankless water heaters. Welcome back, everyone. This is Garfield Bowen, co-host slash producer of the show, back in the studio with Matt Black. Matt, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I am great. So, Matt, should we all get a tank or tankless water heater?
Well, that's the question of the day, and it's really going to depend on what your needs and what availability you have. So the first question I would ask, if somebody asked me that, are they on electric or gas? So that makes a difference. If you're on gas, I highly recommend that you go with the tankless water heater. You're not heating hot water all day long when you're not using it, and gas is very efficient. So you don't turn your oven on and leave it run all day because you might bake today, but you leave your heater on all day because you might take a shower or you might want hot water. So the opposite on the electric side, the challenge is, do you have enough electrical capabilities to operate the proper size tankless water heater? And that's where we run into the challenges. So you may need 100 amps of service. And if you've got a 200 amp service and you're already using 150 amps of your existing service, now you have to come and put a sub panel in. So by the time you go to the expense of putting a sub panel in, the expense of a tankless water heater, how much savings are you going to get and how long is it going to take you to get a return on your investment? So the real challenges come in on the electric side. One of the factors can be how close is your water heater to your electric panel? If you're having to rerun number 8 or number 6 wires from your electric panel to your tankless water heater, if we're on the opposite side of the garage, then now you've got that distance you've got to run. It's going to cost you a whole lot more money than if your tankless water heater was only 2 or 3 feet away from your panel. So there's a whole lot to really take into account. Also, in St. Lucie County, you have to get electric tankless approved by FPL before you're even allowed to install it. They have to make sure that their power grid has enough power to be able to provide for that tankless water heater. So there's a lot of things that goes into effect. So if somebody is considering an electric tankless, you want to be proactive and not reactive. You don't want to wait till your water heater's leaking and then say, I want an electric tankless because there's hoops you got to jump through that could, you know, not allow you to be able to do that.
So, Matt, putting cost aside, what are the benefits of tankless versus the tank? Could you explain how the tankless work? Because a lot of our listeners don't even understand what is a tankless. I mean, I guess they know what a tank is because it's like a boiling a pot of water.
Well, a tankless water heater, the tankless industry has done a good job at marketing and advertising for tankless, and they advertise it as an Instahot. So people get in their mind that as soon as they turn on that fixture that they should have instant hot water. That is not the case. It actually takes you a little bit longer time to get hot water because once you turn on the tankless, the water starts flowing and it takes several seconds for that to heat up to temperature. And it takes a little bit longer with the electric than it does the gas. So if you are standing in your bathroom and waiting a minute and a half to get hot water in your master bathroom, well, you might wait an extra 10 seconds with a tankless water heater because it's got to heat up and go through that process where it doesn't have hot water automatically. So that's a little bit of a marketing ploy that the tankless industry did, and it gives people a false, you know, perception. So when you turn on the hot water, that's when the water flows. That's when the tankless water heater kicks on. So the benefit is that you're not heating water all day long. That's not needed. But it will take a little bit longer to get hot water there unless you put one of the recirculation pumps on there. And they have tanklesses that have them built in internally that you can use. The other benefit that we see a lot is if somebody has a tanked water heater inside a laundry room or inside a closet, that now there is a great savings of space and they're able to utilize that space for something different. So that is a reason a lot of people choose to go with that.
Okay, I can see because, it seemed like you can never have enough storage space, right?
Exactly.
So I could say, so the tank like is like just running through like a coil.
The tankless has a heat exchanger. So it's going through this heat exchanger, and it will ramp up and heat up instantly.
Mm-hmm. So would there be any difference in temperatures from room to room, meaning like maybe one may be closer if you have two or three bathrooms?
No. Once you can set the temperature just like you can on a tank. So once you set it at the max, that's the max it'll go.
Mm-hmm. All right. And give us one reason for those people, those dieharders that love the tank. You know, other than the cost saving that you said, which is big if you don't have the gas, what's another big reason for keeping that tank water heater?
All plumbers carry repair parts on their truck. So repair parts are interchangeable. So I have thermostats and elements on our truck. If we come out and you have no hot water, 99% of the time we can get you back up and running with hot water. Tankless, every tankless manufacturer has a different tankless part. It has a different board. It has different elements. It has different, you know, electrical components. So you can't get a repair right then and there generally. So Home Depot carries certain models. There's professional models. So we try to install the same one over and over so we can have the repair parts to be able to do that. But if somebody calls us to come and repair one that wasn't ours that we installed, then we won't have the repair parts. And none of the local vendors stock them. So you're always calling the manufacturer and they're having to overnight the parts to you. So people are down a couple of days without hot water.
Great stuff. I hope this answers all your questions about tank or tankless. Love it, Matt. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Benjamin Franklin Plumbing Podcast with Matt Black. To learn more, go to BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 772-CALL-BEN. That's 772-225-5236.